my tongue can tell of bitter rest agony. Somehow let it be that when somebody looks at me, your love is all they'll see. Flow through me like a beautiful melody. Shine through me like a lighthouse by the sea. Lord, let my life reflect your light like a mirror polished clean. Jesus, live through me. If I could have but one request, I know what it would be, that I could show the whole wide world the picture that I see. 'Cause if they saw you, Jesus, dying on that cruel tree, I know they couldn't help but love you if only they could see. Flow through me like a beautiful melody. Shine through me like a lighthouse by the sea. Lord, let my life reflect your light like a mirror polished clean. Jesus, live through. Forgive me for the things I do that often bring you shame. Change me into someone who brings honor to your name. Take away all of me and fill me full of you. This is what I ask today. I'm pleading now with you to flow through me like a beautiful melody. Shine through me like a lighthouse by the sea. Lord, let my life reflect your light like a mirror polished clean. Jesus, live through me. Jesus, live.
Amen. It's good to be here tonight. I've been blessed throughout the day just getting to be with you, and I enjoyed it all. Just all been good. I could sit up there and brag on everybody tonight, but I want to brag on Jesus. Ain't he good? He's good. I appreciate Brother Jason. That was meat. Boy, I tell you, that was good stuff. I just slapped a few taters on about all I do, but that's meat, man. I tell you, that food for your soul, and I love it. I love it. I appreciate Brother Jason. It's good to work with him. Good to be back at Longview. It's good to be here. See you. I thought I'd see you in glory, but now, God permitted us to be here, and I appreciate him so very much to see you again. And while you turn your Bibles in John chapter 13 tonight, book of John chapter number 13, I'm always as nervous as a one-eyed cat trying to wash 3 mice holes. It's rough, man. And you preach after men of God like this man, and you've been with him. It's hard. But we love the Lord, and I appreciate it. Just want to do my best for God and hope the Lord will use us. I wouldn't want to waste your time and waste your money and waste anything you put forth this meeting. I just want God to help us. And I know it all comes from him. So you pray for us tonight. Enjoy that good singing, man. I tell you, that was a blessing. What a blessing. I appreciate that. That is down home music. Amen. I wish I could just play something. I can't play nothing, man. Old boy said I'd play the radio and get static out of it, but I tell you, didn't play nothing, but they certainly are blessed. They just swap around and throw a guitar over there and a banjo. That's all I ever seen. And then sing on top of it. I love it. I used to be envious of that, but now I'm not no more. I figure somebody's got a lesson. So I thank God to give me 2 ears. I can hear it, praise God, and enjoy it. Appreciate that, Brother Jason. I appreciate it. If you're able to stand tonight, I will some night, maybe if the Lord will lead, I'll give you my testimony. But tonight, I want to get in the Word. I know you're tired. You've had a hard day. And I want to give you this little thought tonight, if I can, in John chapter 13. I pray the Lord to help us through that tonight. But hopefully before the meeting's over with, we'll share a testimony with you again. Everyone saved's got one. And I'm glad God gave me a testimony. But in John 13, if you're able to stand, in reference to the Word of God tonight, the Bible said, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having been put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God, and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. And after that he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, doest thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then your Lord and Master have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you for the precious word of God. We've heard what we took, Lord, in our heart. You put it there by your sweet spirit. And I pray by the grace of God, may we live by it every day of our life. Bless our time together, I pray, with your presence and your power and your peace. I ask you these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. I want to look at this and maybe deal with it in a certain way if I can. It may take me a few minutes to get where I'm going, but you know the story. You know the setting of the scripture. It deals with foot washing. And I don't know if you ever had foot washings here or not. Some people do, some don't. I don't know. I've been in a couple of them down through the years of my ministry and Christianity. I've been to a few foot washings where they got the pans out and they would wash the brother's feet on one side and the sister's feet on the other side and had a big time. I'm not against that at all. I think whatever it is to cause you to be humble, that's good. If you can humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, you'll be exalted in due time. And I think if that's an experience that you can experience and enjoy and brings you to a lower humility point to one another, then that'd be a good thing. But I believe when you read the book of John, you'll find it's really deeper than just foot washing literally. For the book of John speaks of the spiritual things of man and talks about the spiritual things of man. I want to deal tonight, if I can, just for a few moments of time, and I'll try to hurry by the help of God, but I want to deal with old-time foot washing in the spiritual sense. And that's, again, it's what John's speaking about. For if you remember the scripture here, Christ is fixing to go to Calvary. He's fixing to suffer, bleed, and die. He's having communion with his disciples. And, of course, one will betray him, Judas Iscariot, you know, setting of the scriptures. And the Bible said in the first 12 chapters of St. John, he says there in the scriptures, the first 12 chapters deals with the Lord and being the light of the world. And in chapter number 13 through 17, he deals with the love for discipleships and how that he had an upper room discourse. But in chapter 18 through 21, he deals with the life that he gave, how he gave his life a ransom for the world, how he died and suffered for mankind's sins. And here in this middle of John, you'll find the spiritual setting here of washing disciples' feet or dealing with the fellowship we have with one another and with Christ. That's what he really deals with. And I want to just deal with that if I can. For a few moments, but if you find, I love this scripture where he said in verse number, I believe it's verse number 4, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. He's given an example about how that he's going to come and condescend to a low estate. Philippians 2, he tells us that how we ought to have this mind that's in Christ Jesus, how he humbled himself and came before him to serve it and fashioned himself like a man and become obedient unto death. Christ had condescended from heaven, led portals glory, and girded himself in that form of flesh, and therefore he girded himself in honesty and truth, but he come in integrity, yet he walked in that flesh the brother preached about, that he might offer himself without spot or blemish unto God Almighty. I'm glad he did that for everything. He become a servant. Now we ought to become a servant. So he says that's what we ought to do. We ought to serve one another. I mean, he said, if he get all his life to me, how I ought not to give all my life back to him. That's what Christ is sitting here saying. He said, he washed us eternally. And brother preached about that in Hebrews chapter 10, how he offered himself a sacrifice once and for all. He took that blood, thank God, back to the mercy seat of God and sat down at the right hand of God the Father. And now the judgment seat's become a mercy seat, so therefore we can be washed. In Revelation chapter 1, verse number 5, the Bible said, unto him who loved us and washed us from our own sins in his own blood. And I'm glad that blood is eternal resting place for every refuge. Everyone that's outside the ark of safety, they can come and be blood washed once and for all. I'm glad, thank God for that. But then you find how he gives example to the disciples about the water. How he's supposed to take that water and wash the disciples' feet. And you read in 1 John or book of John, you'll find many times he talks about the water. You'll find in John chapter 2, the marriage of Cana of Galilee, how their life was bland. It was empty. They had a wedding, but they had no wine. And the Bible said he told them to go forth and get 6 barrels of water and fill up that water barrel. Fill it up. It's a type of the Word of God. You need that Word. And if you'll take the Word of God, the Bible said, I can turn that water into wine. I can take that bland, that empty life, and I can fill it up with joy and peace and happiness. I find in John chapter 3 where he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, you've got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. He wasn't talking about the Baptist hole. He's talking about that water of life, that Word of God. We've been begotten by the Word. I'm glad when that Holy Ghost of God, that Word of God germinates in the soul of man. It'll produce life in the man. I found in John chapter 4, he mentioned about the woman at the well. And he said, if you'd answer me, I'd give you that living water. Amen. You'll never thirst again. Oh, thank the Lord that life. found in John chapter 5, he told that boy, he said, hey, hey, he said, I'm walking on the sea. Amen. Of Galilee, the storm was brewing that night so bad. But the Bible said Jesus came walking on the water. Amen. I tell you, find Jesus, son. You'll find him walking on the water. You're going to find the Lord. Open up the page of the word. You'll find him. Amen. He's walking on every page, in every book, on every letter. You'll find the Lord. He's in the book. Amen. Thank God. You'll find in John, thank God, chapter number 9. You'll find the Bible told that young boy, said, I want you to take that and go down to the pool of Bethesda and wash in that pool. When he did, he came for sin. He said, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. I tell you, that word of God to get the job done. Nothing else will do, but that word, it accomplished what it's supposed to do. Amen. That word of God. Oh, bless his name. Thank God for the word. I must hurry, but I tell you, when he said, now, boys, we got to wash your feet. He said, you don't need to be washed all over. We need a daily sanctification. We need that word to cleanse us day by day. In John 15, you are sanctified in thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's what we need preached to and taste to. We need the word of God to help us, to clean us up. This old flesh gets dirty, this old world. It gets contaminated, this world. But thank God, God give us the word to cleanse us. Yes, the blood sanctified me inwardly. That book is sanctifying you outwardly, amen. If you walk by the word, amen. Amen. I must slow down here. You'll read in John, in 1 John chapter 5, the Bible says this. He said, he came by water and blood. This is Jesus, he said. Not by water only, but by the blood. But when I read that over in John, chapter number 19, as Jesus hung up on Calvary's cross, the Bible says he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Bible said that old soldier came by and pierced his side. And he said, there come forth blood and water. That water is the word of God. And he said in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was God. He's telling everybody in the whole world, he is God. I said, there's nobody like him. He is God Almighty. I'm glad, thank God, that the Word became flesh and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Son of God, full of grace and truth. Amen. That's him. That's him. Well, I say we need a daily sanctification. That's what he's preaching here about. Them disciples in upper room discourse need daily sanctification constantly. Need that Word to help cleanse us. To cut on us, to work on us, clean us up. The Bible's in the great house. There are vessels of honor and dishonor, vessels of gold and silver, vessels of wood and stubble. But it says, sanctify yourself or purge yourself from these things, that you might be meet for the master's use, someone that's used for every good work. That's exactly what God wants to do. He wants to take that old flesh, that carnal man, and cleanse him and sanctify him daily, every day. Somebody said, preacher, I don't sin all the time or every day. I said, every day of my life, I fail the Lord somewhere. The Bible said, even the foolishness of thoughts is sin. Did you know that? I've had some bad thoughts. Amen. Since I've been here. I worried about getting up, worried about getting down when I got on the plane yesterday. I worried about how I'm going to get back to church tonight. And I've had foolish thoughts about a lot of things. I tell you, man, this old carnal mind's corrupt. It's crazy. It's compromised and it's ruined. We need help. The old foolish, the Bible says the thoughts of foolishness is sin. We have indifference sometimes. You ever have indifferences? Sure, we get cold and callous. That old preacher, I'm just trying to back up a little tater with the beans tonight. That old preacher said, he said, old flesh gets in the way. He said, old flesh, I war with everything. Old Paul said that my mind wants to do right, my body's hindering me. He said, when I want to do good, evil's present all the time. Oh, God, help me. I need to be washed. That's what Peter said. Lord, wash me all over. Lord said, you don't need to be washed all over. Just your feet, Peter. Where you've walked in a dusty world, a contaminated world, a God-forsaken world, a sin-cursed world. You walk in this world, sir, you're going to get dirty. You're going to get dirty along the way. That's why God give us that word of God to sanctify us day by day. Thank the Lord. Got to have that water to wash me up, amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. I say, give it to me, praise God. Need a good bath, a good foot washing. And then days, man, I tell you, them days they had them, because that's where they was. They was them old garments, some old sandals, barefooted. They get their feet dirty, they go in the house. First thing they do is they get the pans out and wash their feet. It would show humbleness and kindness. I tell you, we see them. You ain't got to commit adultery. You ain't got to commit fornication and sin. Some folks think, you know, if you don't smoke cigarettes, you don't chew tobacco, and you don't, don't cuss or drink or run around their wife, they ain't sinning. I know some church members sin every day, man. I mean, they'll come in late and leave out early. They'll miss church about half the time. And they say, I ain't doing nothing wrong. Well, you said it. Yeah. They say, you know, they'll sit there like an old grumpy log. They'll watch all kinds of, they'll compromise with sin, all kinds of entertainment on TV. They put that old, the Bible said, put nothing before your eyes. Amen. Old Job, it was Job said, I will not, I'll cover my eyes. I'm not looking upon a maid. And yet folk will turn that one-eyed devil on and fill their mind, fill their full of filth and fleshly stuff, ungodly filth. And they wonder why they ain't got no juice to go to church in. They wonder why their tongue's so empty. I said, so full of the world, man, the flesh. And the devil's had a heyday in it, that's why. Yeah, we need a daily sanctification from indifference, from coldness, from deadness. But I really want to preach tonight. I really want to give you where he said, you go and you could do likewise. The Lord said, I'll wash you. I want to show you, Peter, how you ought to wash your brother's feet. Now you go, if I've served you, you ought to go and serve your brother. You ought to serve him on that text of Galatians chapter 4. 5, the Bible said, this liberty you have, use it not for the occasion of the flesh, but to serve thy brother. Amen. To serve him. It ain't talking about just giving to the poor or having a charity contest or, you know, giving something to somebody because they're down on their luck. It's talking about serving one another. Being kind to one another. Doing to others as you would have them do unto you. That's what he's talking about. And that's what God said. You need to gird yourself about with truth and serve one another along the way. If God would be so gracious to condescend from glory and serve you and me, how we ought to serve one another. That's the foot washing God's talking about. That's exactly what we ought to do, be a service one to another. Amen. So I tell you, man, that's the only reason I'm here, I reckon. The only reason I exist is because God called me to serve. If I serve him, I serve one another. It's all about that. Why do I serve? What's my purpose for serving? Why do I serve? Why do I live for God? By living for God, serve one another. Why do I do that, preacher? Well, because I've been purchased. I'm purchased possession. Amen. I'm no longer owned myself no more. Not owned by the devil, tax manager sin, but I'm owned by him. Amen. You read in Exodus chapter 21, the Bible said that when that master had a servant house, the Bible said when he served his years and his time, he could go out and go free. But if he married a wife in the house and he had children in the house, he could go free but have to leave that wife and them children. And that servant could make a choice. He could say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stay in the house because I love my children, I love my wife, and I love my master. I'm not going to do it because I'm getting paid. I ain't doing it because I have to. And that old, the Bible said that master would take that ear, put it upon the door, and bore a hole in his ear. Amen. A sign, a token that he stayed on his own free will. He said because he loved the master. He loved the I tell you what. You know why I want to serve the Lord? I love the master. Amen. He gripped my heart. I'm constrained by the love of God Almighty. And if Christ died for all, we're all dead. And if he rose up for us, we live in Christ now. And I love his family. Praise God. They're my family. I want to stay with the family. Amen. I'm a prime choice. Amen. God purchased me with his own blood. Amen. And put me in a royal family. How about that? Praise God, man. Yeah. Purchase possession, man. I tell them everywhere I go, I'm not looking like much, but I'm paid for. Amen. Yeah, boy. Getting paid for by the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Got the best family on planet Earth, Brother Jason. Amen. I'm scattered everywhere I go. I can go to Texas and find some family there. I can go to Canada and find some family there. I can go to Tennessee and find family there. I'm telling you, praise God Almighty. We got a royal family. Bought by the blood. Paid for with a ransom. Thank God Almighty. I'm glad. I'm not doing this because I have to. I'm doing it because I get to. Amen. It's a joy to serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I like it myself. Praise God, man. Yeah. I get a little shook up sometimes. About folk that wear out and they rust out. And they get all bogged down. Thank you, Lord, what a pouring job it is. I said, man, if you get right with God, get your feet good and clean. Praise God. Have an old time sanctified foot washing. You'll enjoy the service. Amen. Business pick up, praise God. You have yourself a spell, amen. Man, I'm glad. It's because of the purchase. I'm glad for the purpose. Man, I'm glad I got a purpose for living now. It ain't the tangible things this world. This world holds no charm to me. I tell people where I can live on yard sale stuff, man. Don't bother me one bit. Amen. My stock's not in the Dow Jones. It's not Wall Street. Where I've got my stock at, it ain't going down, honey. It's a going up, 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 and away. Praise God. One day we're cashing on it. Amen. I'm just throwing off the dividend right now. Amen. I'm just getting a little bit of honey. Praise God. I'm thinking I got a purpose for living. It's serving the Lord. Amen. Serving Him. Yeah. I remember old boy. He's talking about me, that old Solomon. Solomon's a wise man outside of Christ. Wise man. But you read Ecclesiastes chapter 12 of the Bible, said he had it all. Had it all, preacher. He said, I had servants, I had maids, I had kings, I had vineyards, I had vines, I had wisdom, I had everything I could ever imagine. And all that I've labored for, it was vanity of vanities. When all the stories told, everything I worked for, or labored for, God give me, it's all vanity and vexation. But I read about another fella called old Paul. Old Paul said, I was shipwrecked, left for dead, stoned at Lystra, went hungry, went broke. But he said, I'll tell you what, I count all things but done, but I might know him. Amen. The power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Old Paul said, I'm telling you, for me to live is Christ and die is to gain. Nothing takes the place of the joy of Jesus and the peace of Jesus and the love of Jesus. I'm telling you, praise God, I'd rather be where I am than where everybody else in the whole world. Amen. Amen. That old fellow told me today, he said, preacher, are you the president? I forget what's one of them boys said that. I said, oh, no. I wouldn't make myself that low. No, I ain't no president. I'm the preacher, praise God. Amen. Amen. I have to demote myself to be a president, man. Amen. When you're serving God, you're serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. I don't care what occupation it is, whatever it is. Son, you got a high calling, a holy calling, a heavenly calling. Whoops, amen, son. There ain't nothing in this world will ever compare to what God's got for your life, amen. I found purpose, man. Got a purpose for getting up out of bed. Got a purpose for going to bed. It ain't my job. It ain't my family. It ain't the fortune or fame. It ain't for health. It's for Jesus, man. Lord, have mercy. If folk ever find that, they ever get their feet good and washed and get in a place where God uses them to wash their brother's feet, Lord, have mercy. They'll find themselves finding a purpose. Amen. A real reason for living. I made the way. That's why folk are going crazy now. They got to take a pill to get up, and a pill to stay up, and a pill to go to bed. It just drove nuts, man. I said, you know what's wrong? You have the will of God. That's what's wrong. You get in the will of God, brother. God's the gospel. He'll help you, thank God. Now, let me tell you something else. Got to hurry here. That's a plan. You remember what he told Peter? You don't understand this, Peter, but you will afterwards. You don't understand what I'm doing right now, but you will afterwards. If Peter understood what Christ was doing, he'd try to stop. And he did try to stop him, didn't he? He didn't understand it was all spiritual. That he had to go to Calvary. Had to go to the cross. Had to pay a sin debt for mankind. Peter didn't understand that. And the Lord said, you don't understand it, Peter? You won't understand it. But there's coming day you will. And folks, I'm telling you, when you serve the Lord, you have to walk by faith, not by sight. When people, if you ever, ever, ever have a prosperous life, you have to live by faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. You've got to walk by faith. Too much man-made things. Too many things that are dramatized by man. We've got too many committees, too many on and off committees. But we need to walk by faith. Believe what God said. Take him at his word and march on the glory of God. You can't understand. You can't figure it out. Just walk with God. I find that one thing I know. As long as he's doing it, it'll be all right. I don't have to worry one thing about it. I ain't got to pull my hair out, pop pills. I just enjoy the way. I don't understand it all. I can't see it all. I'm going to live for God and serve the Lord. And he'll show me after a while what he's doing. Amen. Yeah, amen. The best days of my life been them stormy days. Yes, I didn't know what God was doing. I couldn't figure out what's going on. I just kept serving him. I just kept plowing. God was a molding. God was working on me. God was trying to get me in a position where I could better serve him, better live for him. I didn't know that then. I'd question God. I'd doubt God. I'd wonder God. God said, you won't understand now, son, but you will after a while. You will after a while. You will. And when Peter found that after a while on Pentecost, Peter got to write the book about suffering. He said, folks, you may go through hardships. You may have fiery trials, but thank God, be of good faith. Have your faith first, your virtue and all those things. And those things, praise God. It'll be all right afterwards. You'll understand it better by and by. And I must tell you this. I must tell you, boy, I'm glad for the purpose of life. I'm glad for the provisions. Man, you know really the reason why I want to serve the Lord and live for God and serve one another? Y'all do great work. I'm amazed over the preacher going home. I said, it's good to see folk drive and to see souls get saved. What a blessing. Not many churches do that anymore. They'll sit on the pew and pray God will bless them. Yeah. They don't work. They won't labor. They won't full commission of God. They'll just wait on God. And God's waiting on us. God showed them boys. He said, boys, it's an upper room discourse. You got to get clean before you can ever be used. And if you'll get clean by the word of God, let God work on you. And take that word of God. Don't just use it as cafeteria style preaching. But take every ounce of God's word at face value. And take it by faith and operate it by faith. You'll see God work where nobody else can. Afterwards, you'll see God do some great mighty things. Let me tell you the reason why I think it pays to serve God. It's because we can prosper along the way. Boy, I'm telling you, I don't know how else to put it. But there's an Old Testament terminology. But the Bible said that priest, brother, when he'd go in, he'd have to go in first, been in that outer court. He'd walk by the laver and the shewbread and the candlestick, but he'd go by that bowl. He'd go by that water. Aaron would take that bowl and that water, and he'd wash his feet. And he'd wash himself, cleanse him up real good before he got in the upper room. Then he'd get up in that upper room, and that's where he had his communion. That's what we call communion table. Amen. You know why some folk can't get into communion in the Holy of Holies? They ain't never got down to the washing bowl yet. They ain't never got down and said, Lord, here it is. I'm going to sacrifice it all to you, God. Here it is. Lock, stock, and barrel. I don't want to serve self, serve sin, serve the flesh. I want to serve the Lord with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, all my strength. And when you're willing to sell out, son, you know where God will take you by? By the laver, by the candlestick, by the showbread. And it won't be. Oh, honey, you'll be sitting down with Jesus, having communion, praise God Almighty, sitting down and eating at the table, thank God, feasting on the Word of God, and that manna come alive to you. Son, I'm telling you, you and him will have fellowship one with the other, amen. That's what I'm saying, brother. You got to get past there to get to here, amen. Got to do it. Amen. That's where your prayers get answered. Yeah. You get in the Holy of Holies. And get where God is. That's why prayers are dead and dried up and withered away. Folks having no bedtime prayers, they ain't got past the altar. They're still down at the laver. They're wanting to get in, but they can't get in. But if they're willing to sell out the self, the sin, and the Satan's ways, let God have his way. God will cleanse them. When he gets in the Holy of Holies, he'll have communion. Because the next place you find disciples, they're sitting down at the table. And they're eating with the Lord. The Bible said, walk in the light as he is light. We'll have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, will cleanse us from all our sins. Let me ask you a question. You've done prayed. Most of you have been in the altar. But I want to ask you something. How long has it been since you prayed and you felt that double walkie-talkie talk back to you? I mean, you know, I've prayed a lot of prayers. Most of my prayers, they don't get past the carpet. Most time I pray, it's just vain words. Those old flesh has gotten in the way. The old self's got contaminated by a foolish thought or a foolish walk. Something stopped up my prayer life. But I found that one thing, Pastor, when I mumble. And I quit resisting, got an old pride stuck up, and I'll bow down before him. Say, Lord, I don't care who knows about it. I don't care what nobody else says, Lord. I got to hear from heaven. I got to hear from God. Lord, I pray you sanctify this old vessel. Oh, God, make it me for the master's use. It ain't long till my heart reaches his heaven. It ain't long till I'm up there in the upper room. Me and him having sweet communion, good fellowship. Oh my, I see many of souls come to Christ. There's nothing that takes a price to the soul. Man, when you see somebody come to Christ, it's worth it all. All you can do is say, thank God. You tell me anything that puts a price tag over a soul. Ain't nothing. So I said, let me stay up in that upper room. Let me enjoy my fellowship so I can broadcast the good news, witness the lost and dying world, win souls to Christ. I wonder, could I get that quartet to come back, sing some song? We just have an old fellowship. Well, the pastor, you can come. You want to give an invitation? You can. You want to pray? You can. I just want to ask you a question. Are you humble yourself before? Are you willing to be a vessel that God can use? Something that God can take. Take his word and cleanse. The Bible said, wherein is a young man cleansed? He's cleansed by the word of God. Accept word and it cleanses by the word. There may be an area in your life where you resist it. There's something that God spoke to your heart about, and you keep putting that resistance up. Keep putting that. What you ought to do is just say, Lord, I'm tired of putting that resistance up. My prayer life stopped up. My communion with God's gone. I just can't have fellowship like I used to have with a brother. I need some help. Tonight, you'd say, preacher, I want to come and pray and ask God to let me take my barriers down, that I can have that communion with God again, and I can be able to serve one another the way God served me while they sing. Oh, God, tonight, thank you for your precious word.